Nice angled pass off the wall for Bantle. Red line. Skates to the middle of the ice with three Gophers in the vicinity. Now DeSaint foul in the corner, but he peels away on the forecheck. He had an angle to the puck, and now Cooley with it, then lost it to DeSaint foul. Cooley knocks him down. No penalty called. Gobbled up by Lindmark at center ice. He's got Middlestead backpedaling too. Shoots one off angle, and he missed the net. Lindmark again. Pass to the slot, DeSaint foul, can't get a stick on it. It's loose. Now he does as he falls to the ice, and he chipped it off the right shoulder of Justin Close. And then Nyes tried to stick handle through a couple of Badgers, lost the handle right by the Minnesota blue line. Now he's got it with 6:12 to go. Right wing, here's Cooley. Drop pass, Snuggerud is shot blocked by Kerr. Badgers need two to tie. There's 6 minutes to play.
A lot of time left.
Mm-hmm. Now Wisconsin, unfortunately, ice the puck. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Brian and Paul here at Mariucci. Wisconsin trailing 6-4, 5:59 left in the third. Face off to the left, the Badgers netminder Jared Moe. Huglin and Mersch, and Dom won the faceoff. Mersch has been very good in the circles tonight. Long lead feed off the stick of Horbach. He couldn't pick it up cleanly. Now the Badgers appear to have too many men on the ice, but referees haven't called anything really here in the third period. Now Wisconsin's Mersch picks it up at center. Works to the slot. His shot blocked by Kester off his stick. Stang now cycles for Mersch below the goal line. Whips it around to the right point, and Dexheimer backs his way to the wall. Pass across to the high slot intended for, or the high point, I will, center point, I guess, for Lodge. Couldn't handle it initially. Badgers had to touch up. Now they've got the puck again. Stang falls down in the corner, back up on his skates, and has the puck. And now whistle and an interference penalty on Jack Horbach. And he is barking at the Gopher that he took down, Mike Kester. He stood right over the top of him and jawed at him. And I didn't see what happened. I just saw the referee put his right arm up and called a penalty on Horbach.
I'm guessing it's an interference there for Horbach. Kind of a pick play.
.14:43, the time of the penalty on Jack Horbach for interference. Minnesota will get a 7th power play, 3-for-6 so far. 5:17 to go here in the third at 6-4 Minnesota. We'll return in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 2 minute minor on Wisconsin freshman Jack Horbach for interference at 14:43. Gophers on a power play. They lead the Badgers 6-4, and the Gophers have possession in the offensive zone. Out high, Lacombe, one timer, and Moe with a right pad save. Jared's been sharp here in the third period of play. That's good news for the remainder of the season.
It is, and even just this game, it's been a couple of big saves he's made. Wisconsin's had a chance to creep back into the game. Unfortunately, a poorly timed penalty call. So Wisconsin again in the position of having a kill here to stay and make this interesting.
And Minnesota offside. Badger hockey also brought to you by American Family Insurance, the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Neutralized faceoff, 4:46 left, 90 seconds left on the penalty to Jack Horbach, one of the Badgers' best penalty killers. Mittelstadt. Across the line, it's Nevers. Wanted to drop it back to Brodzinski. Mersch was there, but Brodzinski pulled the puck free. Now Johnson walks down right side. Backside pass for Hughlin. Too hot to handle. Mittelstadt now with it. Bumps it to the point left side, and Hughlin. Cross ice, he goes to Johnson. 1:05 to go on the power play. Mittelstadt with it. To the point now, Johnson. Right side, Brodzinski. He shoots it strongly. That was a quick release, and it hit something in front. Brodzinski again. Straight away, it's Johnson, and he mishandled the puck, and Badger Stang has a breakaway on Justin Close shorthand. It comes in, shoots one, and Close with a big glove save. Sam tried to go upstairs, glove side, and Close came up huge.
I think that's Sam Stang's third shorthanded breakaway in two weekends.
Lindmark gives chase now. Badgers still have 30 seconds left to kill off. Pass to the circle, Gorniak. Splits three Gophers, carries it to the corner, just wasting more time. Oh, that would have been something.
Sure would have. Shorthanded goal to make it a one-goal game would have been something, I guess.
Yes, Paul, it would have.
There's a few red shirts around. They would have been very happy.
Yes. Here comes Nyes flying in. His shot from the right circle blocked by Kerr. Out of the box comes Horbach across the bench for Cruz Lucius. Pass to the slot, and Nyes couldn't catch. Back to center. Lacombe's got it. Taking a look over his left shoulder, finds Faber deep in the Minnesota zone. Pass ahead. I'm not sure if Snuggerud was ready, but now Nyes can't kick it to his forehand, and the Badgers back in their own end. Dexheimer, 2:50 to play, 6-4 Minnesota. And then Caulfield ran into Lucius and gave the puck up. Cooley now darts to his left, through center ice, tried to cut back right, fell down. And now Kuhlman's in a battle with Nyes. Still trying to pull it free on the near side wall, get some assistance from Brock Caulfield, and the Badgers do win the puck free. 2:25 left. 6-4 Gophers. Dexheimer across the line. Off-balance shot off a stick to the near wall. Pitlick will pitchfork it out to center. Jugnauth dropped it down with his left hand. Loose puck falling down Bantle. Almost Minnesota could have sprung free. Jugnauth, good stick work to take it away from Hughlin. He'll spin it down into the Minnesota zone. 2 minutes left here in the third. 6-4 Gophers. When will Tony Granato pull goaltender Jared Moe for an extra attacker?
Moe is creeping up on that last possession. I think if Wisconsin would have kept the puck, he might have been out.
Here's Borlicki up to center. Across the blue line. To the Gophers' goal line and wipes out deep in the Minnesota zone. St. Fallon on the forecheck. Now Pitlick with it, and he'll slowly slide it all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. Icing called on the Gophers. 1:33 left here in the third. Badgers need two to tie.
Some Gophers leaning over on their sticks. Wonder if Minnesota might use a timeout here to get a break. It looks like Jared Moe's going to go to the bench either way.
Bob Motz going his fifth year as the Gophers head coach, seeking his 99th win. Checking notes in his suit coat, puts him back. He'll let the linesman drop the puck. Brock Caulfield to take the draw. Extra attacker for the Badgers, down 6-4. Here's Kuhlman. Shot didn't get through, got blocked. Pitlick picks up the loose puck, looks to the empty net, flips it all the way down, but he iced it, threw it wide right, and the Badgers get another offensive zone faceoff. Pitlick got a little greedy that time.
Trying to end the game. Yeah. Didn't work out, obviously. But again, another icing for Minnesota. Wisconsin should get this going quickly.
Caulfield to take the faceoff. To the left of Justin Close. DeSaint Foul, Bantle, Lucius, Dexheimer, and Kuhlemans. Caulfield won the draw. Dexheimer to Lucius, right wing, looking for angle to pass, shoot, DeSaint foul catches, can't shoot, throws it out to the point. Here's Kuhlemans now. 70 seconds left in the third. Badgers trail 6-4. Lucius shoots one through the blue paint. Stick side, missed the net, off the corner wall, and all the way back into the Wisconsin zone it goes. That's a tough shot when you need a pair, and if you miss it and it hits the corner wall, it just wastes time. 50 seconds left. Extra attacker for the Badgers, trailing 6-4. Bantle bumps it to the point. Kuhlemans try to turn and throw a blind pass, but Nevers got in the way. Can he chip it ahead to Nyes, who's cherry-picking? No. Badgers have the puck. Offensive zone. Saws pass. DeSaint foul. Can't catch. Got knocked down from behind. No penalty. And they throw it out to center. Dexheimer to Kuhlemans. He'll have to bring it back to Dexheimer. Not much time left. 25 seconds left. Badgers need to get going. Dexheimer, right wing, Lucius. Nyes meets him at the blue line. He skates past him. But then Nevers takes the puck away. He'll play ahead to Nyes now. 11 seconds left. He goes for an empty netter. No. And the whistle will blow, icing 6.6 seconds left. But that'll be it as the Golden Gophers are going to sweep this series. I'll tell you something. After the penalty that was called against Stramel, and again after looking at replay, following the fact, it looked like it should not have been a major penalty. Nevertheless, the Badgers, yeah, they just couldn't stop the Gophers' onslaught, but eventually they calmed down, and the effort has been there over the last 30 minutes, and instead of getting completely blown out of the building, they made the Gophers a little restless, but Minnesota prevails with a 6-4 victory and sweeps this weekend series against the Badgers.
Yeah, it's a frustrating night. You get a call that wasn't a penalty at all that gives Minnesota a five-minute major and changed the game completely. Badgers were up 2-0 playing outstanding the first 15 minutes of the game. You got to give Minnesota credit, though. They took advantage of an opportunity. They got one. They scored a bunch of goals, 3 power play goals, 1-of-4-on-4 during that stretch, and turned the game around. And Wisconsin was definitely reeling and kind of out of it, but they made it interesting here in the third period. Jared Moe got in the game after he relieved Kyle McClellan, and he kept the Badgers in it with some huge saves. A couple of goals by Wisconsin, a couple more opportunities, and just couldn't get all the way back. So at least it's I guess it's a moral victory.
Yeah.
The results didn't show up, but you at least know that you played a game that was a winnable. You played well enough to win for about two-thirds of it.
Well, for about 5 minutes and 52 seconds when Minnesota scored 6 goals unanswered. I mean, that the game comes down to 6 minutes, basically.
Yes.
Right? Well, Minnesota improves to 15-5, 10-2 in the Big Ten, 11th win in 13 games for Bob Motzko's club. The Badgers fall to 7-11, 1-9 in conference play. They've lost 3 straight since a season-high 5-game winning streak. Minnesota 6, Wisconsin 4, the final score. Badger hockey brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium and the Kohl Center. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Post-game show is coming up in just a bit. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Culver's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Get organized with help from Menards and Dakota. Whether you need a spot for extra storage or want to add an accent to your living space, Dakota has the shelf for you. With a variety of attractive finishes, you're bound to find a shelf to match your style. Dakota also offers a wide array of customizable, easy-to-install closets for your renovation needs. Get yours today at Menards. Plus, get a Menards gift, the perfect gift this season.
More season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Wisconsin Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation. Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. Gophers complete a sweep, a 6-4 win over the Badgers tonight, and our post-game show is 3 minutes away. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Brian Posick, Paul Capobianco at Mariucci Arena, where the Badgers fall tonight to Minnesota. 6-4, they built a 2-0 lead, gave up six straight, scored two in the third, but the Gophers hang on to get the victory. Let's name our three stars of the game tonight, Paul, and our three stars brought to you every night by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar.
All right, the fifth and fourth stars of the game, Anthony Kerr and Luke Lemaster for getting their first points of the year. Kerr with the second career goal, Luke Lemaster with the first career point. Number three star, Liam Holmquist, because he did also get his first goal of the season on a breakaway in the third period that got the Badgers, made things start to get interesting. Number two star, Brock Caulfield, he had a goal and assist. Put the Badgers up 2-0 at one point in this game and set up the first one while the game was still going on. And the number one star, Minnesota's Brock Faber, for drawing to creating a major penalty on Wisconsin's Charlie Strehmel by pulling his head into his head and getting a 5-minute major in game misconduct that should never have been a penalty, and that was that changed the game completely.
Yeah, Minnesota scored. There were matching minor, not matching minors, but Faber got a 2-minute minor for roughing. Stramel was assessed a 5-minute major, and then Minnesota scored a 4-on-4 goal to make it 2-1, and then they scored 3 power play goals on that major penalty to make it 4-2. And then they scored 2 more within 25 seconds to make it 6-2, and the game was done right there. It's like Wisconsin got punched in the face and didn't know how to react to it.
Yeah, and obviously somewhat joking there. That was a poor call by the officials. They even looked on the video. But, again, if you were just looking at the head contact, that's what it looked like. But Wisconsin had – Minnesota took advantage of a great opportunity. Wisconsin took advantage in the beginning of the game on a 5-on-3 that – and they called 2 penalties on the same play by Minnesota, and Badgers capitalized, and the Gophers capitalized when they got their major penalty later, and that was the difference.
Yep. All right, so those are our 3 stars of the game, and I know you've got to run downstairs. Do you have your energizing performance of the game?
I'm going to go with that first goal Wisconsin got. Corson Kuhlman scoring on the 5-on-3, got the Badgers a lead that they haven't had that much start games this year, got things going. The Badgers are playing well first 15 minutes. That helped. Badgers got another goal, and it continued again until that penalty call.
Yep. Our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Nice work. Get a couple of weeks off. And I know, looking forward to the Quick Trip holiday face-off here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that was a blast last year. He wasn't sure what it was going to be like at the Fiserv Forum the first time there was hockey there, and turned out to be a perfect couple of games. Wisconsin won an overtime game and a shootout. Great atmosphere. Zach Erdahl scoring in the shootout against a Providence team that was pretty darn good and ranked number 15 or 16 last year. So definitely looking forward to the Milwaukee tournament, getting out there and kind of a special interlude of the season. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, December 28th and 29th in Milwaukee. You can go to uwbadgers.com for more information. Ticketmaster is taking care of the tickets. Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Brand Communications, thanks for his work. And stay tuned. We're going to hear from Associate Head Coach Mark Osiecki coming up in just a bit. We've got highlight scores as well. We'll run down the final stats too. Badgers fall to the Gophers here tonight, 6-4. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth at Mariucci Arena, Badgers fall to Minnesota tonight, 6-4. Wisconsin scored the first two goals of the game. Corson Kuhlemans for Matthew D. St. Fallon, Brock Caulfield, 5-on-3 power play goal. Kuhlemans' fifth of the year, and then the Badgers made it 2-0. Brock Caulfield is sixth of the year for Mike Vorlicki and Sam Stang. So the Badgers led 2-0. But at 14:31 of the first period, but then the penalty to Charlie Stramel turned things around. Rhett Pitlick with a 4-on-4 goal from Cal Thomas at 17:37 cut the Badgers' lead to 1. 30 seconds later, Jimmy Snuggerud with a power play goal from Jackson Nelson, and Jackson Lacombe made it 2-2. Less than a second remaining in the first period, freshman defenseman Luke Middlestead scored his second goal of the season, sneaking one past Kyle McClellan from Brodzinski and Kester. So 3-2, Minnesota had the lead. Back-to-back power play goals. The power play continued early into the second period because it was a major penalty, and Mason Nevers beat McClellan. Kester and Brodzinski with helpers again. 44 seconds in, it was at that point 4-2, Minnesota. Gophers then scored from below the goal line. Connor Kurth from Thomas and Charlie Strobel at 3:04. That made it 5-2. McClellan left. Jared Moe came in, and 26 seconds later, Moe could do nothing about what Matthew Nyes, Jimmy Snuggerud, and Logan Cooley combined on. Cooley gets his 10th goal of the year to make it 6-2 at that point. Badgers didn't quit. You know, they generated only six shots on goal in the third period, but two of them counted. Liam Malmquist, his first goal of the season from Cruz Lucius, and Luke LeMaster made it 6-3. Anthony Kerr scored an even strength goal at 6:39, his first of the year from Lucius and Carson Bantle. It was 6-4. Badgers took a penalty in the third period, late one on Jack Horbach, and Sam Stang actually had a breakaway. Had he converted, it would have made it a 6-5 game, but Justin Close came up with a big stop. He made only four saves in the third, but he stoned Stang on that breakaway, and the final score was 6-4. Shots on goal, 26 for Minnesota, 20 for Wisconsin. So there were 10 goals scored tonight on 46 shots on goal in all. The Badgers committed 5 penalties for 21 minutes, according to the referee. Minnesota 4-for-8. Gophers went 3-for-7 on the power play. The Badgers went 1-for-3. Wisconsin lost 32 of 57 faceoffs tonight. Jackson Nelson good for the Gophers in the circle, 16 of 24. Dominic Mersch won 7 of 14 for the Badgers. And blocked shots tonight, 21 for Minnesota, 4 from Brock Faber and Ryan Johnson. The Badgers were credited with 9 block shots, led by Anthony Kerr, who had 3. So Wisconsin falls to Minnesota tonight, 6-4, the final score. We'll check scores from around the country here in just a bit. 9,713 fans here at Mariucci Arena to watch the Gophers beat their Big Ten rivals. We'll return in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
If you're an area employer, the next 30 seconds can be key to your growth and success. On-the-job training programs are available right now to assist with selection and cost to that new employee your business needs. Reimbursement for training costs, customized training plans to fit your needs, and continuous support when you need it. You hire, you train, we help pay. The first step is to contact us. Call the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 715-422-5000 and ask about on-the-job training programs for area employers. We'll help you build the workforce you need.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew detays at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Minnesota 6, Wisconsin 4, the final score. Let's take a look at other scores around college hockey. Non-conference action tonight. Maine beat Canisius 3-0. New Hampshire knocked off Arizona State in overtime 5-4. In Atlantic hockey, Army beat Mercyhurst in overtime 3-2. ECAC tonight, St. Lawrence shut out Brown 4-0. Quinnipiac, an 8-1 win over Union. Princeton beat RPI 6-4. Clarkson and Yale, a 1-1 overtime tie. Hockey East, one game tonight. Merrimack beat Providence 3-2. Madison native Mick Mesner assisted on the game-winning goal for Merrimack. In the NCHC, it was Colorado College leading Nebraska Omaha 1-0 in the second period. Minnesota Duluth, a 2-1 lead on Denver. That's in the second period. Miami surprised St. Cloud State, knocking off the fourth-ranked Huskies 5-0. And North Dakota shut out Western Michigan 3-0. CCHA, third period. Bemidji State, a 4-1 lead against Lake Superior State. Beavers trying to get a series split. Northern Michigan earned a split with a 5-2 win at Ferris State. Minnesota State leads Bowling Green 6-1 late third period. And in the Big Ten tonight, Notre Dame knocked off Penn State 5-3. Ryan Bischel, 47 saves for the Fighting Irish, who now have 12 points in league play. Good for fifth place. Penn State is in second place with 22 points. The Nittany Lions fall to 15-5 overall. And Dylan Duke and TJ Hughes both scored for Michigan, while Eric Portillo stopped 37 shots. The Wolverines edged Michigan State 2-1, avenging a 2-1 loss last night. So the Wolverines pick up the win. They now have 12 conference points, while Michigan State suffers the loss and remains at 20. The Spartans currently in third place in the Big Ten. The Wisconsin women's hockey team beat Minnesota State 5-1. Britta Curl, a couple of goals for the Badgers, who finished the first half of the season 15-2-1. And in the NCAA Elite Eight at the Fieldhouse in Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers, the defending NCAA volleyball champions, won the first set against Pittsburgh 25-23, but the Panthers took the second set 25-21. They're in the third set as we speak. Again, the Badgers fall to Minnesota tonight, 6-4 the final. Hope to hear from Associate Head Coach Marco Siki in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
Save big money at Menards and find the right tool for your drywall project with Senco. Senco tools make work easier and faster, along with quality you can trust. The Duraspin Auto Feed Screw Gun features blazing fast speed in a compact design. It's perfect for drywall, underlayment, and cement boards. Finish your renovations with the best tools for the job from Senco and find them at Menards. Plus, get a Menards gift card, the perfect gift this season.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Back in Minneapolis, Badgers fall to Minnesota tonight, 6-4 the final score. Associate head coach Mark Osiecki kind enough to come upstairs. And, you know, I know it was tough to take last night, and your club came out tonight and dictated play from the get-go, and you build a 2-0 lead and felt pretty good about things until, there was a penalty called on Charlie Stramel that may be a matching minor for roughing after the whistle, but it was ruled a major penalty for head contact. And once you look at the video replay, you realize Brock Faber, a very good player, actually drew the penalty by pulling Stramel to him and forcing the head contact. For whatever reason, the referees did not see that. They gave Stramel a 5-minute major, and things just kind of fell apart from there, didn't it?
I'm speechless because we did so many things well in the game. And for a situation like that to have such an impact on the game, it's very disappointing. This is my first year. I'm on the rules committee. It's the worst call I've seen. I mean, I get it. Officials are going to miss calls, but the tendency of them to have the replay and watch it, they're not going to miss a call like that. I mean, that. There was what's the intent on that?
Mm-hmm.
When you headbutt someone, what are you headbutting with? With your forehead, the top of your head, probably a little bit more than your chin.
Yeah.
I mean, Faber grabbed his jersey and pulled him, and Strams was off balance, and his chin hit him in the face, like they hit him a face mask. I don't know. It's just, to me, it's frustrating because, I mean, I'm wasting my time then being on the rules committee because that is embarrassing to have an impact in the game. Now, that being said, we have to deal with that as a team, understand the situation, and don't compound a mistake that was made by the official and us compounding it by other mistakes. You know, the first goal, the 4-on-4, was a turnover and then a lost coverage. And so we made a mistake and compounded it. That gave them the life. That jump-started their team. You know, and outside of that, obviously, they're talented. They shoot the puck extremely well. They shoot in the right areas. I think at times we could have blocked a few more shots. But that being said, I mean, I don't know the amount of time. I would assume, I didn't look at it, I would assume that it was somewhere around 5.5 to 6 minutes they scored 6 goals.
Correct.
And that's it. The rest of the game, we played well. Now, I get it. The second period, you're on your heels after they score their goals. The guys are frustrated with that call or lack thereof, made in the opposition's way, and it affected us. And I give the guys credit because they stuck with it. They played hard. They played to how we wanted them to play and how they wanted to play. You could see it when we first came in the drop of the puck. We played really well. And to have something like that affect it going into the break is really bittersweet. There's no doubt about it. I don't know any other way to say it because it's really embarrassing. It really is embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know, the original play, we couldn't tell. I wasn't sure why Stramel was going to be called for a penalty. We saw a replay briefly where you see the head contact, but I could not see from this television angle here that I'm looking at Faber pulling Stramel towards him until Paul Capobianco's on his computer and replaying it back, and then you see it plain as day. Not only did he pull Stramel's jersey towards him, but he also had his other arm on Charlie and basically pulled the 18-year-old right into him. And I'm sure, I said this on the air too, I'm sure at some point, if he hadn't already, Brock Faber is going to be laughing about that play. Because it, you know, again, it shouldn't have happened. Your point is well taken, though, too. You can't let those things. It's like parenting. You know, things aren't going to always go your way. You've got to find a way to get over that and move on with things. And unfortunately, for that 6-minute stretch, it just didn't happen. But she kept coming.
Yeah, you know? That's the bottom line. I mean, yeah. And there are going to be ebbs and flows of every game, yep. and certain big momentum swings. And that was it, unfortunately. And it just went south. You know, where we didn't do the job in front of our goaltenders and we didn't get the save when needed. You know, it was a combination of all that. But that all being said, it's the intent of that was it's incredible to me and us as a staff looking at that. I mean, if Strams wanted to headbutt someone, you're going to feel it. Faves didn't feel that. Faber didn't feel that. I mean, give me a break. He hit him with his chin off balance. I mean, there was no headbutting intent at all.
Yeah. Steve Piotrowski, who's in charge of officials with the Big Ten, is going to get an earful, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, and what are they going to do? They can't reverse anything. They don't, sorry. Yep, same thing.
No,
get
I
the
know.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know,
right.
But, I mean, again, I you can't make this up. I don't know how many of these types of games or bounces or the way things have gone, and you come away and you're going, okay, there's a loss. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. I mean, you feel badly. Now, again, we have to do our part. We can't let things compound. You can't, like I said, you make a mistake, you can't have another mistake happen. You've got to try to find a way to eliminate that. And this is a young group still that is still trying to find that way.
Yeah. You mentioned, though, too, you didn't give up. I mean, you're down to 11 forwards, and Charlie's been playing extremely well over the last couple of weeks, and all of a sudden you got to mix and match and do whatever, and the guys just kept going out after every shift and doing something to at least, you know, be respectable. And then all of a sudden you had the Gophers on their heels, and the fans in this building were getting nervous.
Well, and not only that, with Strams being out, he's a center.
Yes.
He's a high-end player, obviously, but then he's gone, and he's a center. We're not super gifted down the middle right now with our center, so that the centers that have been playing have really solidified that and solidified our lines where we can just kind of roll them. So that part of it's been really good, and all of a sudden you take him out. But guys stepped in, never gave up. I even think last night, same thing. They played hard right to the end.
Yeah.
You know, tonight was much better. Unfortunately, you just had a tough stretch that got this place rocking and jumping, and it was a situation where it was out of our control.
Yeah, you cleaned things up from last night, no doubt about that. And while Kyle McClellan struggled a bit, he made some big saves early and to help you build that 2-0 lead. But I felt good for Jared Moe, who did not play well last night, and admittedly so, came back, and he was sharp tonight and made a few big stops to allow you to at least give you a chance maybe to come from behind and beat these guys.
Yeah, I mean, they both made a few saves. And yeah, like you said, I mean, you're up 2-0 on the road. You're feeling pretty good about the game, just the way it was going. And unfortunately, the thing that I struggle with is the penalties that happen 200 feet from our net. They have to be eliminated. I mean, you have nothing to do with the play, nothing going on. We want to be hard around the net, but then, you know, those penalties 200 feet from our net, just they have to be eliminated. We'll take them if they're super hard and you're going to, you know, you make contact with somebody and it's the wrong type of contact.
Right.
You'll live with some of those. But some of the other ones we can control.
Yeah. All right. Well, you got a couple of weeks off. What's the plan for the guys here? When do you return to practice? You got the Quick Trip holiday face-off, the 28th and 29th.
Yeah, the guys have obviously getting ready for finals and study time, and so they're taking care of that, and then they'll be back right after Christmas. I think at the 26th, we'll skate that night and get ready for the tournament in Milwaukee, which is a lot of fun. It's a chance for us to play for something, resets, so to speak. We'll be missing Strams, and some other guys will get that opportunity. And you saw some guys step up here today. So
you know, it'd be it's a fun tournament. They do a great job. The fans are awesome. I miss the old the Badger Showdown back in the day, and I was a part of the first one. So what a blast. The fans are awesome there.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Hey, thanks for coming up. Safe travels back. Okay.
Thanks, Brian.
Sure. That's Badgers Associate Head Coach Mark Osiecki. Wisconsin falls to Minnesota 6-4. Highlights coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 29, westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 36. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows around 26. A dusting of snow Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 33.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you. Or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Reiterating what they need to do well to beat Minnesota, to beat anybody for that matter. And the Badgers actually played quite well early on. Kyle McClellan got the start in goal and stopped a breakaway early in the hockey game. And then another partial break as well. It was scoreless midway through the first period when there was two penalties called on Minnesota during the same shift, giving Wisconsin a 5-on-3 power play. Badgers scored. Corson Kuhlemans, his fifth of the year. Made it a 1-0 Wisconsin lead. 3 minutes later, Badgers got a bounce finally as Brock Caulfield finished off a shot from out high by Mike Vorlicki to make it 2-0, and then things just fell apart. Charlie Stramel was called for a 5-minute major for contact to the head, more of a headbutt, if you will. At least that's what the referees thought they saw on a replay. If you heard Mark Osiecki, nah, that wasn't the case, but Wisconsin fell apart from there, gave up a 4-on-4 goal, and then three power play goals during that major penalty. And then two more goals, and within less than 6 minutes of playing time, the Gophers turned a 2-0 deficit late in the first period into a 6-2 lead 3.5 minutes into the second period. But the Badgers didn't go away. Here are the plays of the game. Puck slides around to the near side. Lucius now, and he'll just turn and fling it ahead, and there's Malmquist behind everybody. Cuts in, and he'll backhand and score. Liam Malmquist's first goal this season comes against his home state team, the Badgers, down 6-3. Lucius's shot, that went off the leg of Faber. Now backside pass, Kerr couldn't catch it on his backhand. Throws it back right wing. Lucius, open. Kerr scores! Wisconsin within two! They got within two and had a chance to cut it to one shorthanded, but Sam Stang's breakaway stopped by Justin Close, and that was pretty much it as the Gophers beat the Badgers here tonight 6-4. So Wisconsin will have a couple of weeks off, back in action December 28th and 29th for the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Wisconsin will play Lake Superior State that Wednesday night at 7:30. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock on the Badgers Sports Network. My thanks to Tony O'Neill for his fine work at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, Paul Capobianco, and to all the Badger hockey fans listening out there, we thank you as well. I'm Brian Posick. Once again, the final score here from Mariucci, Minnesota 6, Wisconsin 4. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces.
What's my name? Gina Eau Claire.
97.5 FM and WFHR 13.8 AM.
We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's my name? Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Morocco makes history for Africa in the Middle East, beating Portugal 1-0 to head to the World Cup semifinals. WCBS TV's Jesse Mitchell from New York City's Little Morocco.
Morocco now represents an entire continent on its conquest.
It was really wonderful to see all these flags from all the countries, the Muslim countries, the Arabs, the Africans. Everyone was here celebrating the victory just like it's their own.
The fight is far from over. The Moroccans will only face tougher teams on their path to victory, already making history.
CBS sports reporter Ben Jacobs.
Morocco are just the fairy tale of this World Cup. They've played with personality, chemistry, unity, resilience. As their coach put it, they've been a joy to watch.
Morocco will take on France in the semifinals. There's also mourning in the soccer community for American sports writer Grant Wall, who collapsed and died while covering the tournament yesterday. CBS News correspondent Michael George.
The White House offered condolences to Wall's family. They say the State Department is assisting and is in contact with the government of Qatar.
COVID cases are once again surging in New York and Los Angeles. CBS's Danya Backus.
COVID hospitalizations are up 14%. And if the COVID wave worsens, in L.A. County health officials say it's back to mandatory indoor masking.
The CDC says this is also the worst flu season in 25 years. The attorney representing the man found guilty of heading up a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is trying to keep him from being sentenced to life in prison.
Prosecutors told the court this week that a life prison sentence would be justified for Adam Fox. But Fox's attorney, Christopher Gibbons, claims they used histrionic descriptions of Fox to overstate his actual intentions or his actual capabilities. Adam Fox was convicted in August, along with co-defendant Barry Croft Jr. The prosecutor said the 2020 plot to kidnap the governor was a forerunner of rampant anti-government extremism. Fox and Croft were convicted of conspiring to kidnap Governor Whitmer, and they were also found guilty of conspiring to obtain a weapon of mass destruction. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
A new survey finds shopping malls are the number one stressor this time of the year, as Stacey Lynn explains.
Nearly two-thirds of adults said that's where they get stressed out the most this time of year. Airports came in next on the list, followed by the post office. It's the crowds, long lines, and noise that makes them so hard to handle. Also making them feel grinchy at shopping malls, the overplayed Christmas songs.
This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building at end of the year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 29. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 36. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows around 26. A dusting of snow Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Sorry for the interruption, but we have to pay the devil. It's the best of the 20s so far. You're listening to MagSync Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You are listening to WA.